Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Patty. I'm Dave Cohen. Now, Tommy Tucker, one more story.
Well, let's see what it's about.
Well, you know, on New Year's Eve, lately they've been dropping the fleur-de-lis into the baby's waiting arms on the riverfront here in New Orleans.
You know, I used to emcee those things, and I'm trying to remember what it was when I did it.
Gumbo pot.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It used to be a gumbo pot. They recently changed it to the fleur-de-lis. Many people thought they dropped the baby, but the baby never actually dropped. He just stood there and caught what was dropping. Anyway, in North Carolina, there's an effort to end the practice of the possum drop. They use a live possum that's placed in a plastic transparent box on New Year's Eve and is slowly lowered to the ground as people count down to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Raleigh News Observer reported that the Western North Carolina town where this is happening, that's been conducting the possum drop for 24 years, is now under pressure in Brasstown to stop it. 160,000 signatures were gathered on a petition to try and prevent it from happening for a 25th year.
And that would be why?
Well, they think it's not fair to the possum to put the possum in a clear plastic box and have people count down its descent to New Year's.
And where is this?
This is in Brasstown, North Carolina.
They eat the damn things there. What do you... They
I guess
do.
It's better to put it in a box and drop it than
what
to
you,
eat it.
What are you talking about? It's you eat it. Why would you?
What does possum taste like?
Chicken, I would guess.
It's the one I just eat chicken.
Man, those are weird little animals. Have you ever had one come up on your porch or patio or something like that?
I've gotten uncomfortably close to them, seeing them coming out of the drainage, the thing.
They got that weird, like, pigeon toe walk or something like that. It's
that
eerie.
Long snout and those freakish lips and whiskers.
I had one in the backyard that I thought was dead, and guess what?
Well, he was playing possum.
Exactly. It wasn't, and that's how you learned, I guess, where the phrase comes from. We're going to change our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll here to, is there anything you can hear about anything as it relates to the Ukraine that will change your opinion about whether the president did anything wrong or whether he didn't? Because
you know,
I think...
I was just going to say, if the Democrats can just get 3-5% of people to change their opinion on this, I think they see that as a victory heading into the 2020 presidential election. And that's what this is all about.
And I don't think that anybody will. Here's the way I look at it. I think what happened today with Sondland is a plot twist, because I think it's kind of like you're reading a book, right? Or some, you're watching a mystery program on TV, like a miniseries. And the twists and turns might grab your attention, but in the end, you know the good guy's going to win. And that was a bad choice of words to use, good guy.
Well, it depends who you believe the good guy is.
But you know how the story's going to end. Let's put it that way, okay? Because I think we all know how the story's going to end. I saw a big headline yesterday, President Lies Under Oath. Bill Clinton lied under oath, and it went nowhere in the Senate, right? I mean, everybody pretty well agreed to that, but they didn't find it either a high crime or a misdemeanor. And like you're saying, this is all politically driven and looking ahead to the presidential election, or the elections in 2020, not just the presidential election. And I find it interesting in terms of a story, but I don't know that it's going to make any difference.
Yeah, well, Sondland, as expected, has just testified that there was a quid pro quo, that the money that the U.S. government, specifically the president of the United States, was withholding from Ukraine was with the understanding that they would only get that money again if they launched a corruption probe into the Bidens. But we expected him to testify that way. We knew that Sondland, who changed his earlier testimony, now was going to testify that way. And the question, again, becomes, and I think you've laid it out very clearly, does it matter? Will any of this change anything? And I really think when we get down to it, what is happening now is the Republicans and the Democrats are fighting over just a couple of percentage points. As close as the presidential race was, that President Donald Trump won, They know that this next presidential race is expected to be just as close. And if they can influence just a fraction of the American voters with these hearings, one way or the other, then I think that either party will see this as a victory.
Thank you, Dave. Let's see what Ron Fauché thinks, our friend, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. Good morning, Ron, and thanks for being available so quickly.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Tell me about Representative Ambassador Sondland's statement, the opening statement. I'm sure he's still in the process of delivering it, some 23 pages. I'm sure you've read it. Are there any revelations here, anything that really stands out to you and portends something to come?
Well, I think you hit the major point already, but, you know, each one of these witnesses are basically establishing links to the chain of evidence that are necessary to make the case that what the president did was wrong, it was abuse of power great enough to remove him from office. That's what the Democrats are attempting to put together. About half the country at this stage of the game doesn't quite buy that yet, that more voters are willing to say the president should be impeached and removed from office than those who aren't. But it's generally speaking, not a majority of the voting public yet. And until it gets to a majority of the voting public and you have some significant breakaway among some Republicans, it's hard to make the political case that this is good politics for the Democrats.
From what I've seen anecdotally, it's going to be pretty tough to get those percentage points, those people to change their mind. Is it not, Ron? Aren't people pretty well dug in already?
Well, people have dug in already. I think while Democrats may see this as a legal process, I think most Republicans see this as a political process. And as long as they see it as partisan politics, they will stick to their side, which is the pro-Trump side, regardless of almost anything. And I think we've seen that over the course of time. You know, the same thing happened back in the late 1990s with President Clinton. When he went through the impeachment process, Democrats saw it as a political process, and they stuck with him throughout the whole process. And ultimately, it didn't hurt him. In fact, the Gallup poll taken right after he was impeached was the best performance he ever did in the Gallup poll. It was the only time he broke 70%. So I don't know that it'll be the same this time with President Trump. And I think he's becoming an increasingly heavy burden for a lot of Republicans to carry around the country. And keep in mind, I'm talking here about politics, not the propriety or morality of what he did. That's a whole other different discussion.
Well, I don't think anybody in Washington wants to get into an open discussion of morality, do they, Ron?
Well, they have a lot of glass houses in Washington.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. So you know, this 23 pages of testimony from Ambassador Sondland, this is based on what he contradicted earlier, I guess. He would have to have forgotten a lot, right, for 23 pages of testimony?
Well, that is a lot. You know, that's a lot of substance there. And again, you know, we heard the bombshell, and now it's a matter of sort of filling in the evidentiary blanks here. And you know, of course, people will question him as a witness, as they do in any court case. We've seen enough procedurals on television to know how that works. So if you don't like what somebody says, then you attack them, mm-hmm. and you attack their credibility for saying it. So we're going to see a lot of that, not only on Sondland, but on all these people who are testifying.
This is just speculation on your part, I know, but you've been doing this a long, long time. How bad would it have to get? What would the Democrats have to prove? I should have said the committee instead of the Democrats, but let's face it, that's pretty well split. What would they have to prove in order to move any Trump voters or Trump supporters? Because it seems to me what the president or then candidate Trump talked about firing a gun down Fifth Avenue is true. I don't know anything short of some type of heinous personal crime against another person that would even nudge him in any direction.
Well, I'm not sure the Democrats can prove it, because Republicans aren't listening to the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I think that President Trump has to prove it himself with his own words and his own deeds and testimony about what he specifically did. And I think there is a chance that if there's enough accumulation of evidence that becomes so strong that that he abused his power of office, then it's possible the Republican support for him could begin to deteriorate. But up until today, we haven't seen that yet.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Ron Fauché, political analyst, publisher of Lunchtime Politics. I'm open to phone lines here when we come back at 260-1870. And the question is this, and it is our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Is there anything that you could hear or see, any evidence that could be presented that would make you change your mind as to whether or not the president should be impeached? People are so dug in. I don't think there's anything, and I think the president is right, or then-candidate Trump is right and accurate when he says he could fire a gun down Fifth Avenue and he wouldn't lose the people's support. So give me a call and let me know. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just trying to take the pulse of what people think and feel about these impeachment hearings. 260-1870. It is 920. Back in a flash on WWL. It's 924. I guess the big news with these impeachment inquiry hearings, Ambassador Sondland said that there was definitely a quid pro quo. And again, I'm kind of like condensing 23 pages and into the basics, but that there was a quid pro quo, that it was at Rudy Giuliani's doing, that he did know about it. A lot of other people knew about it. I'm talking about Sondland and obviously Giuliani, and that they did report it to Secretary of State Pompeo and some of his underlings, and nothing was done about it. We all know about the president and the transcript of the memorandum about the phone call. It wasn't an exact transcript. So a couple of questions I have for you. Does the quid pro quo matter? If the president held back support from Ukraine, some defense money, aid, would that be an impeachable offense if he insisted that they conduct an investigation into Joe Biden or his son or the Burisma company and Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, sat on that board? So do you think that that should be a part of this, that if the president did do this, that it's something that should be impeachable? Do you think it is strictly, as the president said, a witch hunt by the Democrats? And I'm going to read you some of the text, and the phone lines are open here, 260-1870. Those of you that are so passionate about this via text, I'd love to talk to you. Somebody texted in and said, if you support Trump, it's nothing he can do. He can do no wrong. This really concerns me. We no longer care about facts and or right or wrong. It's a sad time in the USA. Somebody else texted in here and said, Trump did not say he could fire a gun down Fifth Avenue and not lose supporters. He said he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not lose supporters. Stop watering your man's crazy down. And it's amazing how I get an equal amount of calls accusing me or text of hating President Trump or of loving President Trump to the exclusion of everything else. And I'm kind of ambivalent. He's the elected president. There's some good things he did, some bad things he did. I think can be very rude at times and very boorish, but, you know, everybody carries themselves differently. Joe in Houma, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. What do you think about this whole impeachment inquiry and the testimony today that Giuliani knew, et cetera?
Well, actually, I'm independent, but I lean toward the left, okay? And I think that the whole Russiagate thing was made up. I was looking into the facts of all of it and never could find anything concrete. And it seems
like by Russiagate, you mean
Trump being working with the Russians to try to overthrow the election. Okay, that whole thing was just a farce. I am so not a Trump fan. Mm-hmm. I probably dislike him more than anybody. But I'm smart enough to know that both sides of the political fence are corrupt, and they do these things. You know, it's like what Trump's getting accused of now. We're trying to figure out information about a political opponent. Well, you know, that's exactly what Hillary did when she was trying to get the information on Trump. And so, you know, it's like a back and forth thing. So I think Hillary's biggest weakness in 2016 was her connection to the Russians to begin with. And it was obvious her campaign said, well, you know, if we get caught doing this, the people aren't going to like us. But, you know, if we lose the election, we can go ahead and throw this on Trump. And it is. It's a political thing. It's not I hear people saying right or wrong. We're talking about a phone call here. So basically, we just what was said. I mean, it's like somebody overheard something, and this is all hearsay. Now, I'm going to tell you what I think about why the Democrats are doing this. Because if they focused on just the Democratic primary right now and trying to win this White House outright, then they have to focus on the issue of policy, which is something they don't want to talk about because the Democrats don't have any good ideas. And I'm not saying the Republicans do. I'm just saying that this is a political farce. What's going to happen is come February, when the Senate has to get together for all of this, you're going to have people running for president like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. We're going to have to spend 6 days a week in Washington dealing with this thing instead of running for president.
Well, I'm glad you called, Joe. The only thing I would say is I don't think this could keep him off the campaign trail. It hasn't yet, so I doubt that it would in the future. However, I'm glad you called. Some of the texts that are coming in my opinion, is another witch hunt rewind to Clinton. Both sides play the political games. Somebody else says Russia has won. Another text says after everything done to Trump, Biden's son gets $83,000 a month. Come on. And look, I think what a lot of people conflate is that there could be some wrongdoing, and first of all, you got to talk about it not passing the smell test, right? Biden's son being on the board, making that kind of money, if it was related to him being the vice president's son or not, if any laws were broken, if there can be anything done to Joe Biden going back in time. That's a separate investigation. This is talking about the president's behavior, so I think people think, well, if you look at this, you got to look at that. Well, you can, but it's going to be a different committee. And the Democrats have the majority in the House, so that's not likely to happen. So philosophically, do you think the president did anything wrong? Even if he did say, you know what, Ukraine, you don't get your aid until you investigate my opponent and get some dirt on him. Here's an update from CBS. 9:39 now, 21 before 10. That's Ambassador Gordon Sondland testifying before this impeachment inquiry committee. And what I find interesting about this is he testified at first that he couldn't remember having conversations with people. Then he changed his testimony in a written statement after he realized that others had said that he was involved. And again, this is a gross oversimplification. But now today he testified to 23 pages of stuff that he forgot, which to me seems like a lot to forget. But this to me is the point. And our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, is there anything you could hear that would change your opinion on whether President Trump committed an impeachable act? And 83% are saying no. So let's distill this down, condense it as much as we possibly can. The big thing has been quid pro quo, which I think most of us learned in the silence of the lambs, just being honest. But if the president, if he said, you know what, you don't get a penny of aid until you investigate Joe Biden and get me some dirt on him that will help me in the election. If you concede that, if we admit everybody says, and I'm not saying it is, that's what happened, do you think the president should get impeached or should be impeached? And if the answer is no in your mind, whether you're a liberal or a conservative, well, then this whole thing is a big waste of time, right? Other than gaining a political point here or there. If you think that it is an impeachable offense, well, then obviously you want to follow this closely and see what evidence there is that proves it or maybe disproves it. So I'd like to hear from you. I'll get you on and off very quickly at 260-1870. You won't spend a whole lot of time on hold. If the president did withhold aid so that until the Ukraine conducted opposition research on his opponent, do you think that is an impeachable offense? It's a pretty simple yes or no question. Herman, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
It's not even about the broad questioning, Tommy. It's about the timing. If he wanted to investigate corruption with the Ukraine government and the Biden, he should have done it the day after he got elected. Not 2 years later when you find out he's going to be your challenger in the next election. That's it. The timing was wrong. Thank you, Tommy.
All right, thank you. I'm glad you called. Told you we'd get through you pretty quick. Dave on the cell. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
Hey.
I think it's hilarious that it's proven that they were investigating President Trump before he ever won office. Really, when he became a candidate, they started trying to get a smear campaign going. But I think what's happened is he's so outspoken and has always spoken his mind, and he's had friends on both sides of the party, that he's uncovering so much that we've always said, hey, man, deep state or whatever, go back years and years.
Well, what is he uncovering, though, Dave?
He's uncovering how the money is funneled to people, all these foundations and all these politicians, the favoritism. Everyone's compromised because lobbyists are the problem of our nation, whether domestic or foreign, not just in national campaigns, but state campaigns and local campaigns. Everyone's benefiting from a public office.
But see, in terms of benefiting, if the president, and this is what kind of turns my head a little bit, is if the president had his State Department conducting opposition research on the leading candidate against him, he's the deep state, right? That is the deep state. That is the swamp.
I think what's happened is he's uncovered. What I'm saying is before he ran, they were investigating him from the whole Obama administration to
the foundation. Let's move up to current time. If it is proved beyond a shadow of a doubt, if the president comes out himself and says, yeah, I told the Ukraine guy, you don't get a penny of American aid until you investigate my opponent, because I'm the president, I decide where it goes and where it doesn't go. If the president were to say that, do you think that's an impeachable offense or not?
No, I don't.
All right, that's all I'm asking. I want to get to as many people as we can. 9:43, 17 before 10 is a little bit more of what Gordon Sondland had to say today. All right, so again, it seems to me like they're getting ready to throw Giuliani under the bus, and if that's the case, maybe if he's indicted in any crime and we're a long way from that, then maybe the president pardons him. Maybe the president tries to throw Giuliani under the bus, and they had this thing that I can't get out of my mind. Giuliani on Fox, I think it was with Laura Ingraham, holding his phone up and saying, it's all right here. I got everything right here if they try to somehow say it was my idea or something along those lines. So real quick, this is the question. Okay, we're sitting around a table having breakfast. I say to you, the president comes out and admits that he said, yeah, you're damn right, kind of like Jack Nicholson with the Code Red, right? He said, you're damn right I withheld support from the Ukrainians until they investigated my opponent because I'm the president and I have the right to do that. Is that something for which the president should be impeached? Vic and Chalmette, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Chris?
I'm all right. What's up?
Touch on the president, man. You know, Everybody's wanting to find out if it's an impeachable offense. Here's my thing. Since he's touched office, it's just been chaotic, you know? So it's like, I don't know, man. It's like, to me, it's hands down, he should be impeached.
And what would you impeach him for?
With all the things that he's done so far as a president, man.
But Vic, to be fair, they can't haul you in the OPP or into central lockup, and it's like, what are you being arrested for? Well, for all the things you did, Vic, you know that's
right,
not how
right,
the system
right.
works. So tell right. me for True. What you want to see the president impeached.
I honestly can't answer that in one question, man. Like I said, to me, it's numerous things.
Well,
to
give me one.
Numerous things.
Give me one.
I mean, okay. Saying that it's okay to group women for number one, and I have 8 daughters, okay? That one there stuck with me. And some people might say, well, okay, groping a woman, is that offensive? Yes, it is.
Well, I don't know. I think I think you'd have to be pretty mentally unbalanced to think that that's not okay. That was said before the election. I don't think there's been any hint of that kind of behavior since he was elected president. So you couldn't impeach him for that. And I think a lot of the president's problems, it's the way he conducts himself. Now, you might agree with this policy, disagree with that policy, but would you honestly want this guy in your room as a role model for your kids or somebody you hang out with constantly? And that doesn't mean he's a bad president. That just means personally the way he carries himself. And look, people who have played golf with him have said it's been absolutely different when he's on a golf course. But from the persona I see from him as president, and that's not saying he's a bad president, just his personality, it is not something or somebody with whom I would like to spend a lot of time, at least the personality he portrays. Rocco in Algiers, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Morning, Tommy. How you doing today?
I'm all right. You?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Tommy. I couldn't have impeached the president. I think it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
All right, so if, and I'm not arguing, I'm just asking you, Rocco, I'm trying to distill all of this down, all right, get it through a filter. If the president were to come out and say, again, like Jack Nicholson, you're damn right I told the president of Ukraine he wasn't going to get the money until he investigated my rival. I'm the president. I'm the one that approves this, and I got the right to do that. If he said that, do you think he should be impeached?
Money, Tommy, he's giving away just like the president before him, whether it was Bush, Obama, or who it was. They give away trillions of dollars every year. If he don't want to give a little bitty country like Ukraine $400 million because he needs them to help him a little bit, hey, it's tit for tat. That's the way we do things in Louisiana, right?
Well, I don't know that, but just because we do it, it doesn't make it right, does it?
Well, it ain't wrong because the only person who went to jail was Edwin Edwards, and he didn't do nothing wrong. They just got the right judge and the right group of attorneys that put him in jail after about a dozen tries.
See, Rock, I think that's colorful, but I don't know that the excuse, and that goes back to, right, your mama saying, hey, if Fred jumps in the river, you could jump in the river right behind him. And I'm sure there are some people who would say yes, but a lot of people would say no, and that would be the point that your mama was making, right? But there are so many different twists and so many different turns to this. We could sit here and argue forever about Burisma, about the Steele dossier, about a FISA warrant. But let's distill it all the way down. If the president were to himself admit that he withheld aid from Ukraine, and by the way, it's the country matters because they're engaged in a fight with the Russians right now, so I don't think that you can necessarily write them off as a little country that doesn't matter. But president comes out and says, yeah, I did. I said, you know what? I'm not going to release this money for you until you investigate Biden and this Burisma thing with his son and let me know if anything dirty was going on there. Let me know what you think. It's 9:49. We have been talking all morning long about your chance to win tickets to see Bill Burr at the Mahalia Jackson Theater. And I told you that all you had to do was keep listening for Bill Burr to make you laugh, right? Well, he's going to take his best shot here. Listen to what he has to say.
That's not why dudes, we get uptight sometimes, man. We get nervous in those situations because with political correctness, you're not even trying to say some shit. You're not even treating it like, yeah, I think I'm getting a shirt. What shirt? The black shirt. What the What did you say? I said black shirt. I should have said African-American shirt. I apologize. I meant no offense to anybody, please.
So if you want to win a pair of tickets, see Bill Burr's The Tour at the Mahalia Jackson Theater on January 9th, all you got to do is call 260-WINS or 260-9467 right now. If you're the eighth caller, you're going to win with WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.